New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John this morning, chapter 11, verses 32 through 44. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet, and she said to the Lord, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of our Lord. This morning in our passage from John, we encounter the shortest verse of the Bible, that verse being Jesus wept. In this passage, Mary and Martha had sent word to Jesus about the death of their brother Lazarus. And after receiving word, Jesus went to the village where Mary and Martha were. And after he saw them, he was greatly disturbed. He was overcome with sadness as he saw how devastated they were over the death of Lazarus. Upon initial first sight, Jesus himself broke down to the point of tears, and he grieved right alongside of them. 2 Wednesday nights ago, there was a brutal shooting that occurred in a church in Charleston, South Carolina. Some of the congregation members of Emmanuel African American Episcopal Church had gathered together for their weekly Bible study. After they had gathered in the church building for their Bible study, a man entered the church, and he opened fire on them. 12 of them were injured, and 9 of them died. I'm sure that most of you have read about or heard this throughout the news headlines and on the radio. What occurred that night at that church was a pure act of evil. And in just the same way that Jesus wept with Mary and Martha and the rest of the Jews as they grieved over the loss of their brother, Jesus weeps with these victims of this innocent shooting. Jesus weeps with their friends and their family members. Jesus weeps with any innocent person who goes through hatred and acts of violence. What occurred in Charleston, South Carolina at this church, as folks gathered together for a Bible study, is not the first act of hatred and violence that our world has encountered. We hear numerous accounts where people are innocently gunned down and murdered all throughout the states. We hear about how people are beheaded in other countries because of their religious beliefs and affiliations. Throughout our world, there is so much hatred and violence because of race and religion, sexual orientation, caste, and culture. We live in a broken world where evil seems to permeate our societies. Some of you heard about and you read about the special prayer service that was held at the Episcopal Church last Saturday. And this prayer service was so that people could honor the victims of that shooting, so that they could go there and grieve and mourn and lift those families up in prayer. Virginia Carr, who is the rector of the Episcopal Church, organized this service very last minute. And even more last minute, she asked me to be a guest speaker there. Unfortunately, the timing of it all did not allow for the masses to be notified. There were some people who showed up for the prayer service, but I know that many of you would like to have been there. So this morning, I thought we would have our own special prayer service. And we can honor those victims. We can grieve right alongside of our brothers and sisters in Charleston, South Carolina. And we can hold their friends and their family members in our thoughts and prayers as they continue to grieve their loss. So this morning, I wanted us to light a candle for the church, Emmanuel African American Episcopal Church, as well as 9 other candles for the 9 individuals who lost their lives that night. Emmanuel African American Episcopal Church is the second oldest African American Episcopal Church of the South. It is referred to as Mother Emmanuel. Emmanuel has one of the largest and oldest black congregations south of Baltimore, Maryland. The history of Emmanuel dates back to 1816, and in the mid-1820s, the church was burned down because of their affiliation with a slave revolt. The church was then rebuilt in 1835, and it wasn't formally recognized as an established church until 1865, at which time they took on the name Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. This morning, our church grieves with Emmanuel. The first victim in the tragic shooting that night was the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, age 41, a state senator and the senior pastor of Emmanuel. He was married to Jennifer Benjamin and was the father of 2 children, Elena and Milana. He was a 1995 graduate of Allen University, and he got his master's degree at the University of South Carolina in 1999. He served in the state legislature starting in 2000. The Post and Courier says black fabric was draped over Pinckney's Senate chamber seat the Thursday following the shooting. The second victim was Cynthia Hurd, age 54. According to the Charleston County Public Library, she was a 31-year employee who managed the John L. Dart Library for 21 years before heading the St. Andrews Regional Library. Hurd dedicated her life to serving and improving the lives of others. The system closed its 16 branches Thursday following the shooting to honor Hurd and the others who died in the shooting. County officials also say that St. Andrews Library will be named for Hurd. The third victim, the Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton, age 45, a pastor at Emmanuel. She was also a speech therapist and high school girls track and field coach, both positions at Goose Creek High School. Jim Husky, the school's principal, called her a true professional who cared about her students and was an advocate for them. Her son, Chris Singleton, is a baseball player and student at Charleston Southern University. Sharonda also had 2 younger children.
Thank you.
The fourth victim, Twanza Saunders, age 26. He was a 2014 graduate in business administration from Allen University in Columbia. Lady June Cole, the interim president of Allen University, described him as a quiet and well-known student who was committed to his education. Known as Ty, he had worked in sales at department stores such as Belk and Macy's. The fifth victim, Ethel Lance, age 70. She had attended Emmanuel for most of her life and worked as a custodian there as well. From 1968 to 2002, she worked as a custodian at Charleston's Gaylord Municipal Auditorium. The Post and Courier quotes a former colleague as saying, "She was funny and a pleasure to be around. She was a wonderful mother and grandmother." The sixth victim, Susie Jackson, age 87, Lance's cousin. She was a longtime church member and a member of the Eastern Light, chapter number 360, Order of the Eastern Star. The seventh victim, DePayne Middleton Doctor, age 49, the mother of four, sang in Emmanuel's choir, and previously directed a community development program in Charleston County. In December, she started a new job as an admissions coordinator at her alma mater, Southern Wesleyan University. SWU President Todd Voss said, "She always was a warm and enthusiastic leader. DePayne truly believed in the mission of SWU to help students achieve their potential by connecting faith with learning." Our prayers go out to her family and friends. This is a great loss for our students in the Charleston region. Victim, the Reverend Daniel Simmons, age 74. Simmons survived the initial attack, but then later died in the hospital operating room. He had previously been a pastor at another church in the Charleston area. Simmons attended Bible study every Wednesday night. The ninth victim, Myra Thompson, age 59. She was the wife of the Reverend Anthony Thompson, the vicar of the Holy Trinity Reformed Episcopal Church in Charleston. Today, as we weep, our hearts break for these innocent individuals who lost their lives, and Jesus weeps with us. Jesus weeps with their family members, their friends. He weeps with anyone who is an innocent victim of acts of hatred and violence. This morning, I do have a table full of candles up here for you all, and you guys are invited to come forward to light a candle for the individuals who lost their lives, or to light a candle for their friends or family members, or to light a candle for anyone who you would like to hold in prayer because of the hatred and violence that exists in this world. So please do come forward as you feel so moved. Our hearts go out to these individuals and their friends and their family members. Our heart breaks to see such violence and evil in the world. But we do not weep alone. We weep together. And Jesus weeps with us. At the end of our passage reading this morning, after Jesus wept with Mary and Martha and the rest of the Jews over Lazarus' death, he then told them to remove the stone from the cave that Lazarus was lying in. They went and removed the stone, and Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus has the power to create life out of death. This past Wednesday night at Emmanuel African American Episcopal Church, just 1 week after the tragic shooting that occurred, people still showed up for their Bible study. Dozens and dozens of individuals showed up until there was no seat left. There was over 200 people there for that Bible study. Jesus has the power to create life out of death. As we encounter these times of grief, let us remember that Jesus weeps with us during those times. Let us remember that no matter what evil and vile acts of hatred we encounter, Jesus still has the power to create life out of death. So let us look to Christ during these times. Let us look to Christ to be our balm, to make the wounded whole, and to create life out of death. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.